I've got maybe one question. I want to get your thoughts on something that was said to me at church one time. And it was kind of like a heavy weight that somebody threw in my hands and said, do something with this. But we were having a discussion about dangerous things to Christian people. And the lady I had spoke with said that she believed that one of the most dangerous things to Christian people were people who professed to be Christian but in actuality weren't. And I wanted to see what kind of thoughts that would throw to you had you been posed with that same sort of scenario.
Well, I don't know who said that, but I think it's a very profound, perceptive statement. It is true that God warns us about wolves in sheep's clothing as being the most dangerous. And Christ dedicated a lot of his preaching to warning the baby Christians to be on their guard of the leaven of the Pharisees, which was hypocrisy. In other words, outward religion without inward conversion. They were praying and fasting and giving all to be seen of men. This is the condition of the Laodiceans that Jesus speaks about in Revelation chapter 3. They think they're rich and increased with good, and they don't recognize their spiritual poverty. So I would say, yes, it's true that one of the greatest dangers to the church is people who take the name of Christ but live like the devil.
Well, I would tend to think that there's a little bit of a admonition of sorts found in Revelations with the churches, where one church is lukewarm and the Lord warns them that therefore they're neither cold nor hot. He would spew them out of their mouth, out of his mouth.
You know something else, Eddie? A lot of people misunderstand the third commandment, where it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. People always think, well, that means you're not supposed to cuss in a bar and use God's name in profanity. It really means a whole lot more than that. When we say we're Christians, we take his name. When we take his name in vain, it means we take his name but do not follow his teachings. That's breaking the third commandment.
Yeah, a lot of things is true that there's a watching world also, and that the Lord has us who profess his name to be instrumental in bringing others to him.
That's right. We want to be faithful. Yeah. A lot of people are turned off from Christianity because people take the name of Christ and they live like the world and they see our hypocrisy. Well, that was a good question, Eddie. Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you so much.
God bless.